I know, Gary, that you're very excited that Fox is going to be carrying that game. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony. Great talking to you again. You know what? We can't wait. You know, every 3 years we get this pleasure of being able to host the game. And it is obviously, you know, the pinnacle of not only the sports world, but the TV world. So there's a great deal of pride that goes into the game as well.
Gary, how many people across America and how many people in mid-Michigan is it estimated will watch the Super Bowl?
Well, in mid-Michigan specifically, we'll crack 300,000. And you put that into perspective, there's just over 600,000 people. That includes babies on up. In our world, when we talk about ratings, this game's going to do over a 50 rating. And to put that into comparison, you know, the Academy Awards might be in the high teens. So it is, you know, the juggernaut of all TV shows.
What is the program schedule for Fox 47, starting from pregame until postgame?
We start, we start at 10 in the morning, just as an FYI. We've got a two-hour Super Bowl warm-up at the Heartland Poker Tour coming from the Soaring Eagle Casino right here in mid-Michigan. And then the Fox telecast kicks off at noon. Troy Aikman's got a special one-hour Super Bowl rings presentation. Then there's an hour as well from Fox dealing with from NFL films and the greatest NFL players of all time. And then the traditional, you know, Terry Bradshaw and Howie Long and Kurt Menefee and the team kick in at 2 o'clock for the remainder of the day. And then kickoff, they say, at least right now, is scheduled for right around 6:30.
Gary, I know pricing for those Super Bowl spots can be very costly, but to attract that audience, to get in front of that audience, tell me, have advertisers been gladly beating down your door trying to be a part of that?
You know, I don't know if gladly is the word for you, Tony, but, you know, of course we all hear about that the average network commercial is that $3 million 30-second announcement. Obviously, it's significantly less than that in mid-Michigan. But it is still, by far, the most expensive TV commercial that you're going to find. You know what? It certainly takes discussion with our clients. You know, it's good old-fashioned talking about the value of what you're going to get for those dollars and that really, that truly unique opportunity. I mean, how many times can you sit and talk to 300,000 people at once? You know, we put into perspective, it's 5 times MSU's football stadium to capacity, and you get to talk to that audience in one fell swoop.
Gary, who are some of the advertisers locally who are going to be a part of the Super Bowl?
Well, you know, you'll see some of the traditionals. You know, we're proud to have our friends like McDonald's and the Ford of the world. We've also got some local clients that including things like the airport has been a good partner with us for this season. The David Chapman Agency has been a great partner for years with us. And the list goes on. It's really a nice mix, and that's one of the exciting things, at least from a local business person's perspective, that you're going to see upwards of probably 24 advertisers throughout the course of the day that you might go, hey, how can they afford to be part of the telecast? Well, there's just we get creative and make sure that we can make it affordable for as many as we can.
Well, Gary, I guess I should make it clear that I was a part of the Fox team, and so obviously Fox 47 is kind of near and dear to me. But it was interesting to see that prior American Idol, and we're going to talk American Idol next, the Fox numbers didn't seem to be where they were when we talk about ratings, especially
sure.
For shows like House and Fringe. Fringe is one of my favorite shows. What happened to House when he got into that relationship? Did that kind of do something to viewers?
You know, it's how do I put this? The TV world has really changed a lot over the past 5 years. And House is still, you know, knock on everything I can find, the most watched TV show on Monday nights at 8 o'clock. But yeah, it's obviously it's also in season number, I think it's 8, where there's been some erosion, but you know, the relationship, I'm with you, by the way, my wife and I were huge fans of the show. His relationship, I thought the writers took it a little too far. And if you may have noticed in this season in particular, they've certainly got it back to the classic house and medical mysteries. And, you know, there obviously still an ongoing storyline there, but it's much more about, wow, that's an amazing case, and how are they going to solve it this week? So I think it's gotten more fun again.
And when we talk about TV ratings, any kind of ratings for radio, TV, they can be subjective. We constantly hear that ratings are down on the radio and TV. People are reading newspapers a lot less than they were. But the bottom line is, Gary, a lot of people are still watching TV.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy, actually, when you think about it. In 2010, and this has nothing to do with Fox or any of the local stations, but more people watch TV than at any time in history. It's just that there are so many ways you can watch your television. You know, we're excited that we're still a broadcast mass medium, and, you know, you take the big four broadcasters and put us all together, and we do about half the audience, and then the, you know, hundreds of other TV channels out there pick up the other half. But it is a different world. I won't pretend that it's anything but that.
You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. We're talking with Gary Baxter, who's the Vice President and General Manager of Fox 47 here in Lansing. Gary, I do know that when we talk about January, Fox gears up because new shows are at it, but it's American Idol time, and I know that you're pretty jazzed about it. How have ratings been? How has the show been received now that we have all those new judges on board?
Yeah, you know what? Let me be humble about this. And here's another show that has been really appointment TV for my family and for many of the staff members at Fox. And I was nervous, I'll tell you. I'm a big Steven Tyler fan. I'm a rock and roller at heart, and I wasn't sure how that was going to play. J-Lo obviously was a person that either people liked her or they didn't like her, so we weren't sure what was going to happen. Sigh of relief was Wednesday or Thursday, January 20th, after the first night's ratings came in, and then the reviews came in about the show. It has been outstanding. The ratings, put into comparison, again, we are, you take all the other TV channels in broadcast world, tie them together, and American Idol beats them about 2-1. What a sense of relief, because it has really become the face of our network for the first half of each year. And you know what? The show is really fun again. You know, it got a little, you know, all those critics you heard saying it got too much about the judges, and Simon Cowell's a great force, and we're proud that we get Simon back this fall with his new show that he's bringing across the ocean called X Factor. But the chemistry and the fun factor and the focus on the singers and the talent has really, you know, Fox said they're going to do this, and I think they've done a great job of executing that.
Any negative reaction that there isn't a bad guy, so to speak, on that?
Sure. You know, you know what? Again, if you watch the show enough, you'll hear the term "you're going to Hollywood," and in any given year, they will send through somewhere in that 150 to 200 potentials to go to the Hollywood round. They've got a lot more than that going to Hollywood round, because that's the one criticism you're hearing is, are the judges being too easy and sending through too many? Next week, Hollywood round starts up. So we're going to really see, hey, judges, now that you've got 200-plus wannabes, how are you going to whittle that down to your top 20 in short order? So I think you're going to have to see some of those judges standing up and going, okay, we've got to put the hammer down here, and somebody's going to be the tough guy. But so far, there's been a lot of love, and to me, that makes the show a little more optimistic feeling, if you know what I mean, I love it. But again, you got to get the top 20 somehow, so it's going to come sooner than later.
All right, Gary, be honest with me now. When we had this blizzard and people had to stay home, you were happy because you knew they were going to be watching TV, didn't you?
Of course they did. It's fantastic. We love bad weather. No. I mean, in all seriousness, you know, we had staff members that couldn't get in, just like I'm sure you did too, because they couldn't get themselves shoveled out of the driveways. So, no, we like bad weather, but not that bad. Thank you very
All right,
much.
Well, Gary, I'm going to be calling you in a week or so because I want you to talk a little bit about X Factor, the new Simon Cowell show, and the differences between that and American Idol. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.